previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Listen, on the line we've got Hugo Tiart, who's the CEO and Artistic Director of the Car Car in Car. And it's a big one this year. Hugo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Good, fine, thanks. Now, the Car Car in Car is celebrating 30 years of South Africa's finest talent and art. What have been some of your standout highlights, and how long have you been a part of this incredible journey thus far?
Sure, I think my journey started pretty early in the beginning festivals as an aspiring actor. But I find myself more behind the scenes later on. And I've been with the festival now for 10 years.
10 years?
10 years is a long time. So, I mean, a decade.
Yeah, a third of the... I don't want to make you feel old or anything.
I know.
All right, talking about 10 years, what's been the biggest contributor behind the festival's success over the years that you've been part of it? And what exciting new elements can people expect this year for the 30th anniversary?
No, I think ultimately a festival can't exist without audiences. And throughout the year, we've had such loyal and supportive audiences coming back year after year. And we've had people coming for 30 years, literally, and to every single festival, which is absolutely fantastic. And it obviously sponsors. Strong partnerships is really important. And then I think the festival's commitment over the years of quality work, because the proof is in the pudding. So people will come back if you offer them something really good. And I think that's what the festival has been doing for 30 years. I think there's so many debut productions. There's a new, I would call it a fringe venue, with young emerging artists coming with 14 new plays that they've created. And it's called Funk Prop, and it's a wonderful short. It's 20-minute pieces that people can see for free if they buy the Fiesmac ticket. It's kind of experimental work, but they can go in and experience something that they wouldn't have experienced if, they didn't have it for free. So, and many, many, many other things. And it's also a community-focused festival with community-focused projects. And we've got a project called Karoo Carter, which has been going for 5 years, which tells stories and histories of Oudtshoorn through visual arts, through plays. So it's really exciting and it's really extraordinary work. That project has won awards and it's been such a privilege to be to have that as part of the festival's outreach programs.
Incredible. You've literally just answered all of the questions that I wanted to know about what we can expect from a theatre perspective and the music performances. So we know all of the details now. Where can we get the tickets?
The tickets is available on web tickets, the full program is available online at carcar.co.za. But the festival guide, the printed version, is also, and it's a special edition with festival photographs over the 30 years included in the guide. So it's really a lovely book to have. And that can be, it's available at different exclusive books at the moment across the country.
All right, so any last words to our listeners listening to this that possibly want to go to the Car Car and Car this year?
I think if you haven't been to the festival, this is the year to come. And if you've been coming for a few years, or you haven't been to the festival for a few years, this year is the year to come. Accommodation, book now so that you're not disappointed. I think if you struggle to find accommodation, call our office. The number is 044-203-8600. And you can expect the veterans, the emerging artists, music galore. And there's really a festival a market with music every single day, during the day, and evening concerts. So have a look at the program. That's all I can say, and come celebrate with us.
Thank you so much, Hugo Tiart, CEO and Artistic Director of the Car Car in Car. And of course, Algoa FM is also a proud media partner of the 30th Car Car in Car. Hugo, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.